Hello everyone, this is Lisa Wilson with the Aspen Center for Empowerment and Healing. Thank you so much for being here today. So today's video, I want to talk about relationships and really how to fine tune what you say yes to when it comes to your relationships. So on this video series that I've been doing, I've been taking you through what I've considered to be the seven stages that I went through in releasing toxic relationships from my life and fully stepping into my empowerment and what I say yes to. Ultimately, you know, this aligns us to really bringing in our quest mates. And if you choose and you want to really bring in that soul partner, you align to that as well. So it really becomes a choice for you. And so let me just dive in a little bit to the first videos, the first few stages that I talked about. And if you haven't seen those videos, I recommend you go back and watch them. So the first stage was awareness, and the second stage is forgiveness. The third stage is getting comfortable being alone. Such an important stage. The fourth stage is connecting to the divine. They're all very important stages. Each one plays off the other, and they're all in synergy with one another. So the fourth stage was your connection to the divine. The fifth stage is what sparks your heart, what ignites your soul, getting really clear about that. And now in the sixth stage, we're going to talk about relationships. So, you know, what I like to do with my clients when it comes to relationships, and let me just say that those first six stages, or the first five stages prior to this one, are absolutely necessary before you dive into this stage, especially along the path of ascension. To me, this is the path of ascension. And when you really ascend into a higher state of consciousness, changing your vibrational frequency, first you become aware of what you've said yes to and what's no longer a fit. Then you spend time forgiving yourself and those in your life, because when there is anger and resentment, these are blocks, and we can't move forward until we heal those blocks. So forgiveness is huge. And then of course it's getting comfortable being alone. Can't say enough about that. You become your own best friend, and there is a journey to that. It's not something that just you intellectualize. You know, in order to really receive that at a cellular level, it is a journey. And then through that journey, you awaken to a divine connection. And that becomes so significant in the life that you are here to live. Huge. And then you start to really pay attention to what sparks your heart. What's congruent in your life? Are you living the life you were born to live? And if not, let's figure it out. Really, who are you? What makes you you? And in relationships, now we are able to really start to recognize patterns and what we say yes to in relationships that might have been a maybe or a no. And, you know, the universe will always say yes. Will always say yes. I think Ford was the one that quoted, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't. Either way, you're right. The universe always says yes. There is no judgment. And only the ego mind judges. The divine mind says yes, because it's all perfect and it's all there and available to you, and you get to discern what that is for yourself. So, you know, let's really fine tune with relationships, because we could say yes to some pretty unacceptable behavior in relationships, because we're really good as a human, our ego self, at validating certain behavior and saying yes and really compromising who we are. You know, for somebody like me who is an empath, a pretty significant empath at that, I could see the joy and the love in everybody's heart. And so I could say yes and compromise my own experience or my own value system, because I could see the truth of who that person is a loving and joyful person. And yet having a life experience with them being in their personality self the way they are doesn't feel so good. So we really got to get clear, and discernment is the key. And how do we do that? So what I love to do is I take my clients through a journey, a process, and when you're ready, you could grab a piece of paper, stop this video, and start to write down your 20 top values. What do you value the most? What's important to you? Sometimes we just have to write a bunch of things. And I know some people do this process with writing down your top 100, because there's so much that you want to get out, and then pulling out your 20, and out of the 20, pulling out the 10 that are the most important to you. And out of those top 10, what are your top five? So my top five, just to give you an example, communication is something that is not negotiable for me. I have to be with somebody who is able to communicate and talk to me about what's going on with them. That is just not negotiable, whether that is a friendship or a significant partner, or in my business. And I have to make sure that I am that person too. I have to communicate what's going on with me. And that leads to the next one for me, which is vulnerability. And if we can't get vulnerable with one another, then we're not going to have that communication. We're not going to go deep. Going deep is so important for me. So going deep, communication, vulnerability, going deep with one another. You know, I've been on the earth a long time now, and I can say that I've had a lot of friends and acquaintances and relationships. And, you know, at this stage of my life, when I cleared my path and got really comfortable being alone, I'm not willing to spend time with people in my life that I just can't go deep with, because it's just who I am. I love to go deep. I can laugh, but I love to go deep, and I'm going to go deep. And if I can't, if those people in my life aren't willing to go deep with me, then there's not a whole lot we have in common. So that's important for me. It's significantly important for me.